Now, the Tralee International Resource Centre have released a statement saying they've been working to support all residents in the Johnston Marina since it opened as a direct provision centre. We're aware of the situation regarding people living in tents at the centre. Many of them have used our services. We offer services to them which include English classes, help with PPS numbers, medical queries and providing social space for them to come to the in the afternoons. We also organise outings and activities to keep them occupied. We believe such accommodation is inadequate. And note the statement from the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth that the situation will remain until the end of autumn, pending availability of permanent accommodation. Tralee International Resource Centre agrees that tented accommodation should be a last resort and short term only. Some of these men have been there since 28th of July. Our concerns are for their physical and mental health, and also any knock-on impacts on the residents in the existing direct provision centre who've also been impacted by the addition of this tented accommodation to their own accommodation. Well, with me on the line to talk about this, we've got Nick Henderson, the CEO of the Irish Refugee Council. Nick, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
Now, there are 40 asylum seekers in tented accommodation at the Johnston Marina Centre since the 28th of July. Our information is that they will be there until the end of autumn, which could be a period of up to 14 weeks, and that's a bit of a nebulous term, the end of autumn, and it's pending alternative accommodation. This comes on top of 176 other asylum seekers being moved to a centre in Athlone today. This is hardly ideal.
Yeah, it's far from ideal, really, and it's completely inadequate, and we're very concerned that we're sleepwalking into completely inappropriate and inadequate types of accommodation for people who are seeking protection in Ireland. We know and we understand that the government is in a challenging situation, and we're trying to assist them and work with them as much as we can. But really, a tented accommodation at all, we think, is completely inappropriate. And if you are going to use it, it should be for a shorter period as possible. And as you say, the end of autumn is far away. And just as an aside, you know, just on Friday evening, it was a cold evening, and over the weekend it was cold. And the fact that not in every location, but I think in Gormanstown in Meath, I think there was a number of children there as well in tented accommodation. So it's really of deep concern to us, and we're calling for the government to stop this use of accommodation as soon as possible.
This situation was meant to be temporary. People were meant to be moved within a week when they were in use or when they were first brought in a couple of months ago. That obviously has escalated and problems have grown, numbers have increased. And is that why we are where we are now, with people in them for up to 14 weeks?
Yeah, so they originally began to be used for refugees from Ukraine in July, and Minister Roderick O'Gorman said that people would only be used, only be accommodated in tents, I think it was for a maximum of 5 days or 7 days. And from RTE's reporting, I think actually most Ukrainian refugees are being moved on and out, but it's people from other locations, other countries, people who are seeking asylum here in Ireland, who are tending to be accommodated for longer periods of time. And that would be of concern because it seems to be perpetuating the idea that we're treating people who are may have experienced the same issues and problems and fleeing war and persecution, but treating them in different ways, treating Ukrainian people possibly better than protection applicants.
Yeah. Are they in the priority list now? Do they get on-door accommodation or do they get indoor accommodation, before asylum seekers?
There's many Ukrainian refugees. We now have more than 50,000 refugees from Ukraine here in Ireland, and around 35,000 of whom are in accommodation provided by the state. And that can vary in all types and sizes and locations. They tend to be in hotels. That's not to say that those situations are easy as
well. Great either, yeah. It's pretty longer you're in them, the more difficult it becomes.
And some refugees from Ukraine are also in tents as well. So we probably should be careful to push that two-tiered point too far, particularly in the context of tents. But the idea that one group of people is being accommodated for until the end of autumn really is of deep concern.
Yeah.
There is a law that states how we should treat people in this situation. It does allow the state to use emergency accommodation, but that should be for as short a period as possible, and it should meet people's basic needs. And we don't think the end of autumn meets that. Yeah. That
are you worried, Nick, and I'm conscious you're pushed for time, are you concerned that that pending permanent accommodation means that there will be people in tented accommodation for the winter, such as the crisis we are having with accommodation?
I think it's a likely scenario, definitely. And let's not forget as well that 2 weeks ago around 200 people who sought asylum here were denied accommodation. They just could not be accommodated. And we supported many of those people here in our office in Dublin because they were street homeless. So we know that individual civil servants within the Department of Children are working hard. I don't think the government want to be in this situation necessarily, but everything should be done, including by other government departments, to make sure that this doesn't become something that it really drifts on any more than a matter of a few days or weeks. The idea that we'd still be using tented accommodation coming into a winter really is shocking and unacceptable.
We've been checking with the National Protection Accommodation Service with regards to what's happening in Kerry, and what they're saying to us is, look, there's 40 people capacity at Johnston Marina, commenced 28th of July, there till autumn, the end of autumn, pending availability of our accommodation. Since February, we've welcomed over 48,997 people. Ireland is currently experiencing a sharp increase in the number of arrivals of people seeking international protection from all parts of the world, and this is in addition to the arrivals as a result of the Ukrainian crisis. And due to severe pressure, it's necessary for tented accommodation. They've also confirmed that the department is contracting temporary hotel accommodation across the country in order to accommodate people fleeing war in Ukraine as the need arises. Well, we can confirm the department have contracted the Banna Beach Hotel as part of the Ukraine response. We're not in a position to comment on contractors or contractual matters. We can confirm as well, Kerry County Council have contracted the Ballymullen Army Barracks in Tralee as part of the Ukraine response. We're not in a position to comment on the contractual matters there either. So, Nick, that's the list. They're trying everything. They're going to hotels, off-season accommodation. That process will continue for the winter in order, I imagine, to get people out of tented accommodation.
Yeah, and it may be that the tents remain where they are and there's a through flow of people. And as I say, I don't think the government in particular, particularly the International Protection Accommodation Service, want to be in this position. But we must have a bottom line to all of this. And the idea that we're having people who have come to this country to seek refuge, being accommodated in tents, coming into winter, and that some of that group of people, maybe children, really is shocking and unacceptable. If we had been speaking about this a year ago, I think there would have been a national outcry. So the idea that we're so slowly immunizing ourselves to really quite inappropriate and inferior types of accommodation is really of concern to us. We do recognize the position the state is in, and we're trying to assist them with that, and we're doing our own work around helping them find accommodation and so forth. But homeless, not giving people accommodation full stop, homelessness was something that we spoke out sharply against last week, 2 weeks ago. And with tents, we also believe that they're completely inappropriate.
Yeah. And finally for that, Nick, the other side of it is some small communities are seeing an influx of a lot of people, and there are concerns that have been expressed by local representatives on this station, places like Port Magee, Ballinskellig, Carrigsevine. Such as the level of emergency, major questions over the services in rural areas to meet the needs of these people. That's also something that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, completely. We think that communities across Ireland have a huge role to play in supporting refugees coming to Ireland. We think, and this is based on our experience of 20 years, we think that the magic and the power of community life in Ireland can change people's new life and give them a new life in Ireland. But they do need to be supported. We need to make sure they're properly resourced. At the same time, I don't think communities should necessarily have the right to veto new communities coming in to live alongside them, because that would result in a situation where people we wouldn't be able to bring people in anywhere in the country,
yeah.
possibly.
Yeah.
So there is a fine line, and I also think there needs to be some better government leadership to identify the right people in the community to make sure they're properly informed, so that they could to support them.
Yeah, at the moment that's not happening, Nick, because it's happening so fast. It's a scramble, really. It's been a scramble for the last couple of months, and that's not allowing for a timely sharing of information, shall we say.
Yeah, and we are in a difficult situation, and a lot of this does come back, particularly in the Ukraine context, to a very severe war that has meant an unprecedented movement of people across Europe, and Ireland is completely is experiencing something that many other countries across Europe are experiencing. It may not be for the for the long term either. It may be something that Ireland has to respond to over the next year, and gradually people may return back to Ukraine. We're already seeing that in some of the queries that we're receiving.
Yeah.
The minister, Roderick O'Gorman, said when the war began that this is going to be one of the greatest humanitarian challenges that Ireland has faced. So it's not going to be easy, and I recognize the stresses and strains on communities that are facing their own issues, including the cost of living. And the speed in which change has happened is difficult, but we do think it's possible. We do think huge power lies in Irish communities to welcome people, and they need the resources and leadership to take them through this process.
Okay, Nick, thanks very much for talking to us about that in the programme this morning. That's Nick Henderson there, the CEO of the Irish Refugee Council, on the situation in Tralee at the Johnston Marina. Tented accommodation being used since 28th of July, and looking like it will be used for the winter.